Editor's note. This article originally appeared on Oakville News on September 10. Since 1967, Oakville Public Libraries, OPL, Central Branch has stood at 120 Navy Street. After more than 57 years, it will soon have a new home just two blocks to its east at 193 Church Street. Read more here. Oakville Public Library to relocate Central Branch. The relocation has raised many questions for residents, including what this change will look like and why it's necessary. Oakville News reporters had the opportunity to speak with OPL CEO Tara Wong, who provided insight into the relocation. Why relocate instead of renovate? Wong said there are three main reasons behind the Central Branch relocation, but at its core, the change is in motion now because the building on Navy Street has reached its end of life. The cost to run it increases every year, Wong said. We have ongoing HVAC issues, flooding issues, sewer backup issues, the elevator is frequently an issue, but what you would expect from a building, and also because it was flagged as being either renovated or moved, obviously those costs to maintain were contained. The second issue Wong outlined relates to accessibility. Since all OPL branches, except White Oaks and Clearview, are owned and operated by the town of Oakville, Wong says the town conducted a full accessibility review of the Central Branch about 2 years ago. It was noted that renovating the building to meet current accessibility standards would significantly increase the overall renovation costs. The third main factor, which Wong says is most important to them, is that if OPL renovated their Central Branch, they'd be closed for 2 to 3 years. That would be a significant challenge for us to be able to provide service to this community, Wong said. Especially as the Central Branch, there are unique features here that are available to all residents of Oakville, and having to figure out a way to set up small hubs of spaces or be able to provide those services over an extended period of time was a real challenge. Why Church Street? Wong noted that one of the biggest benefits of OPL relocating to Church Street is that the transition should be relatively seamless. The walk to the new Central Branch, what was once a post office, is only 5 minutes away, and it's something that's been on the radar for a while. There's been a number of studies undergone by the town to look at both the cost and feasibility of renovating this space, 120 Navy Street, but also what other spaces are available in the town that would be a good fit. Post office obviously was top of that list, Wong said. The decision to relocate Central Branch was approved by council in September 2023. 193 Church Street was identified as the ideal location, and the transition is slated for 2028. 193 Church Street, the future site of the new Oakville Public Library Central Branch. Ben Brown, Oakville News. According to OPL's website, the new location promises a modern, accessible, and sustainable facility that will continue our legacy of fostering discovery and creativity in every phase of life. Underground parking was also something that was being considered in the initial proposal. How much will it cost? The initial recommendation was that the 2024 budget include $6 million for the Downtown Cultural Hub, DCH, project, with $4.2 million allocated for the programming and detailed design of the new Central Library. The town's official budget for the DCH is $5.4 million, however, it is unclear exactly how much of that will support the relocation of Central Branch. According to the town, no cost is clear yet as the project is currently in the initial design phase. Staff plan to hold public consultation this fall to gather input and help shape design concepts. Once detailed design is finalized, which is anticipated to be next summer, a Class B estimate will be prepared and presented to Town Council for approval, town staff told Oakville News. Funding for the project is expected to come from the town's capital reserves and, ideally, supplemented with government grants. What will happen to the current property at 120 Navy Street? Wong could not speak to exactly what will happen with the current property, but she did note that the town will be doing studies of the property to understand what type of buildings could be best suited for that space. The town will also be evaluating the site at Centennial Square for a possible boutique hotel and additional residential development. Read more. A hotel or condo on Centennial Square. According to town staff, a comprehensive plan for the Centennial Square site will be initiated starting in early 2025. A public consultation program will be developed and completed with recommendations for council consideration in early 2027. The town notes that a design and construction plan will be an important output of that process. Said Wong, one of the other reasons that they're looking at moving us is that before we can renovate this space, there's a number of studies that have to be done on this land. The current central branch on Navy Street neighbors Oakville Galleries and the Oakville Center for the Performing Arts. Part of the recommendation to council was looking into the feasibility of a new performing arts center, but nothing is suggesting that expansion into the current central branch will take place. What will the CEO of Oakville Public Library miss most about Navy Street? Wong has been at OPL for 10 years. In that time, she's developed a strong connection with the community and the people OPL serves daily, especially at Central Branch. She hopes to recreate some of the things she loves about the current Central Branch at the new location, all while trying to make an even better experience for the public. Every branch has their own vibe, Wong said. I do truly appreciate the mix that happens here at Central. To one side of us, we're in the downtown core, very affluent, but at the same time we also serve homeless populations, and seeing those very desperate populations in the same space is really interesting, and being able to have those conversations about what the purpose of a public library is. Seeing people who are more economically well-off still appreciating the services that the library has, as well as those people on the other end of the spectrum where it's more of a need than a want, but having them both understand the role that the public library can play in their lives, she continued. Wong also says that she loves the kids' floor, saying there's nothing better than a kid's space at a public library. This was apparently something that was consistently brought up when talks of moving locations began, and Wong says it will be a main feature of the new location. A photographic walk through the history of Central Branch. Centennial Central in 1967. Oakville Public Library. Central Library Adult Desk during the spring of 1970. Oakville Public Library. New Information Desk Edition in 1984. Oakville Public Library. Addition to Central Branch while under construction in 1984. Oakville Public Library. Opening of Oakville Room in 1992. Oakville Public Library. Central renovation in 1992 to the Oakville Room and more. Oakville Public Library. Central renovation in 1992 to the Oakville Room and more. Oakville Public Library. Oakville Public Library today.